Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to the second integration week for the Earth Elements. Give yourself a slow deep breath. And just let yourself really arrive here. Maybe even one more slow deep breath. As you become even just a little bit more present. So for this week, the integration weeks are always a little bit interesting to see what comes up. Sometimes we end up doing just a session to wrap up whatever comes up for people. If you have questions, I'm more than happy to receive those. And as always, we are here to release whatever needs to be released. Okay. So let's just get started with our session for today. Excuse me. And we'll see what comes up. I did, like I was saying earlier, I have some information from a few of you, but if you have anything else to add and you're live on the call, you're more than welcome to type that on into the chat feature. And moving forward, if you were thinking, oh gosh, I wish I had known I had that option, know that I always welcome your information. So you are more than welcome to send in your emails in advance. You're welcome to send that in by Facebook message, text, however you like, whatever's easiest for you. Okay. All right, loves, without further ado, let's begin here by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. And begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Okay. Forgive the dog barks that you might be hearing in the background here. We're a little unsettled today, the dogs are. Well, the humans might be a bit too as we move house later today. Okay, so the first thing that I'm seeing pop up for our work today is the base chakra, and we're actually connecting that to a really cool concept. I've been waiting for this one to come up for the previous seven sessions, and it's finally here. And that's the aspect of the Shen that is connected to the spleen, which is actually another term. It's called Yi, or the spirits of the spleen, the spirits of the earth, we could think of it as. And the spirit of the earth is much like the Shen that you've heard me reference several times over, but the Shen is mostly dedicated to the heart. However, the heart, of course, governs everything. So the Shen of the heart, per se, is the master, the boss. Although they wouldn't necessarily quite think of it that way in Chinese medicine terms, that's our general sensibility of it. Okay? And every element has an aspect of that center of spirit, or the center of who it is we are, or the I am, beyond all other labels, just the energy of I am. And the aspect that is connected to the earth element, and most notably the spleen, and to some extent the stomach as well there, works with the intellect. So this area that governs the spirit of the intellect covers a lot of ground. So think of giving us the capacity to really step into not just knowing or intuiting or being able to think about things, but being able to act on them. What are we willing to put our weight behind? What are we willing to commit to? What are we willing to have nourish us? And are we okay with what's happening out there to be satisfactory? Can we give ourselves permission to be satisfied? Can we give ourselves permission to be satisfied? Whew, that's a big one, yeah? Okay, so as we connect the base chakra, and I could talk a lot more about this, maybe I'll Maybe I'll leave it up to you guys. If you want to Google away, you can find more info. I have one article that's really awesome on it too, and I can link that into the lesson there for y'all if you're curious to read more on it, okay? So when we link the base chakra to that, thinking of that as just giving it additional support for grounding, but also making sure that we're satisfied with the basics of our survival. So the basics of our house, our roof over our head, the food in our fridge, whatever it may be, the basic elements of survival, okay? And as we work with that, it's then linking now into it's linking now into the sexual chakra for its role in sexual pleasure, a little bit, but more so what that represents, which is our connection to our vitality, our sense of well-being. Then into the solar plexus chakra, I think you're sensing the theme here, for that sense of empowerment, personal confidence, and manifestation. Then up to the heart to make sure that we're satisfied at the level of relationships, harmony, and the capacity to just simply accept and be neutral as is. Then into the throat for the quality of expression and communication. Then up into the brow chakra for its role in insightfulness. Can we be satisfied with our level of intuition and insightfulness? And then up to the crown to help transcend what is no longer serving. Okay, y'all. With that, very cool. We need to run a circulation plugin of all the basic healing resources for the sense of spirit of your spleen. And that's going to include blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, our overthinking, our overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. And then working with I was eating almonds right before I came on. They were chocolate covered in full transparency. So with that, we're also circulating the endorphins, the hormones, and the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help our immune and our nervous systems alike to heal, okay? And then we're going to bring in the yin and yang, or the basic feminine masculine energy, and along with that, the hydration technique to help that all absorb with water, with joy, and release any impurities along the way that are, again, are no longer serving here, okay? As we do that for the sense of spirit, I just have this general sense of things being able to lift up. Just as if we are held by the gravitational force, there's also an upward force of the celestial forces, the heavens above. Pick your favorite way of saying it. But there's this upward force that's meant to draw you upward. And with that, I'm seeing this connection of you as an individual, as a human, and being held and embraced by the ground below and the air above, as if you were sandwiched within spirits, or as if you were embraced by spirits wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you're happening to find yourself in whatever experiences you may be in. Then we're going to link that all through to an area just above the heart, but just below the thymus gland, that space right in between. And it's carrying with this energy of feeling like you're falling through the cracks, or that you're being missed, or that you're not being fully seen clearly. There's just something a little bit skewed or off, almost like instead of being fully aligned with how others are perceiving you with accuracy, there's this like twist or something like that. Okay. And within that, there is a connection to feeling like, for some of you, that can show up as like feeling like you're not being your fullest impactful self. And on the extreme end of that, that can show up as feeling like a failure. Now, usually our hardest clients, I'm just going to turn on a light because it's kind of dark in here. There we go. Usually our hardest clients that reflect us the most strongest to us are our family members. And if you're in the healing industry, I imagine you've come across a family member or two along the way that you've assisted or that you've attempted to assist, and it may have gone really well, and it may have had some issues too along the way. So we're dealing with any of those impacts that may have not gone quite the way that you wanted them to. And to support that, we're bringing in the seventh house, house of partnerships and relationships. And we're linking that into two areas, the sexual chakra and the heart chakra, for their role in harmony. And then we're linking that as well up to that sense of yi, or the spleen qi, or sorry, pardon me, the spleen shen, the intellect. And the intellect is meant to give us nourishment and useful things to chew on, not beating ourselves up with the critical thoughts and all the BS that we feed ourselves about what this action that was perhaps unsuccessful did or didn't do, and what that means for us, and how we self-reflect upon that in sometimes not the nicest of ways for ourselves. You know your internal self-talk far better than I do, although I have a feeling we're all far more alike than we are different in this regard. And now we're going to connect all of that through to a cell repair, which helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're doing that for something that's not really made of cells. We're doing it for the spleen meridian, for the spleen meridian. So think of this as working on the smallest particle or the smallest unit within that chi of the spleen meridian. And when we're doing this, restoring that back to its fullest potential of health, we're particularly working on its capacity to feel satisfied or to be satiated, would be another word. And that's more than just with food, that's with your life, with your experiences, with your emotions. And within that, there is a few layers of self-blame that are hearkening back. Oh, I use the word hearkening. I'm always happy when I break out that word. It's always so fun. Harking back to the days of yore. It's going back to the time in which we worked with the family stuff and feeling like we weren't quite able to measure up. But it's bringing in more than that. It's also anchoring those times where you just felt like you failed, period, no matter who it was relationship to, family or friends or otherwise, strangers, clients, etc. And within that sense of feeling like a failure, there's another layer to that, and that's the feeling of being a disappointment. And within that, the sense of that eroding your self-worth. So to tackle that and what's behind that for you, we need to. That'll be slightly different for everybody, but again, we're far more alike than we are different here as well. We're gonna run a seed tree on it, and it's actually continuing for a while. It's actually continuing for the next 17 days. So we're already gonna be into the metal element while we're still processing that, but that's okay. That will be a helpful thing to bring in the metal element sessions to support the completion of this, because the metal element works with dispersion, releasing, letting go. So the seed tree starts with that same C, circulation of all the same healing resources that I mentioned earlier, followed by D or defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter and releasing what no longer is serving. Then all of the R is reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, which helps us to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking. And it opens up to possibilities where we just may have thought that there was none before. Then integration, introspection shift the underlying consciousness. So think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And just giving that all a few slow, deep breaths. We're actually going to link that into the masseters and tap this out. The masseters are working with our genetic code and the blueprints of that. And as we are working with body talk, you tend to see a lot of people either yawn or chew, perhaps on chocolate almonds before they do a call, or whatnot. Animals will chew bones or bark if they're a dog. And then when we're working with the masseter muscles and we're opening up this genetic code, it's helping to repair at a very foundational level. So this is going right into all the genetic markers and the foundations of why this is happening here in the first place, and all those influences on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level that are inherited. Okay, loves, we're gonna tap that out. Give that all a few slow, deep breaths. Right, next up, give that a slow, deep breath. Okay, and now next up. Sitting with the question, do I have what it takes? And inherent within that, any sense of doubts or second guessing that may be here? And just bring those in, welcome them, allow them to be here just for a moment if you have any that are readily able to, that you can connect to here. And just see what might be here for you around this theme of having what it takes. Can I fully commit to this? Would be another way of saying that. Do I have what it takes to do the job at hand? And just welcoming that energy to be here of all the doubts of whatever's in the way of having what it takes or feeling like you don't quite have that yet. And now just check in and see. Could you let this go just for now? Would you let this go just for now? As best as you can, 1% is perfect. Would you let this go? When? Okay, good. And now, if there's anything that remains, just welcome that to be here as well. And just check in again and see, as best as I can, could I let this go? And just for now, would I let this go? When? Hey. If there's anything around this theme here that remains around second guessing or doubting yourself around having what it takes, welcome that to be here, just allowing it to be here. And now, can you also welcome all the stories, excuse me, all the stories that go with that? All the judgments, all the thoughts, all the feelings. Anything else around the stories of being insufficient? And all the stories that are here for you, just keep welcoming them as they arise. Along with any expectations that you held of yourself to do better, be better, all the shoulds, could've, would've. Good. And now, can you also welcome the sense that this is yours, that this is about you, that this is in some way, shape, or form personal? And now, welcoming what is beyond all of this. Welcoming the all that is beyond all of this. We're going to do one final round. If there's anything that remains, invite it in. Welcome it to be here. Anything around not having what it takes, feeling being insufficient, not measuring up, might be in here for you. And all of that impact on your self-worth, whatever that may be, even if you're not sure what it is, can you just allow it to be here? If you have a felt sense for it, just invite it to be here. Yeah. And now can you also welcome with that all the stories, all the judgments, all the thoughts, the feelings, the needs, the wants, the expectations that go with it all? Welcoming all the ways that you beat yourself up, all the inner criticisms. Yeah. And if there's anything else here that's seemingly yours or about you or it's personal, just welcome that to be here too. And now can you also welcome what is beyond all of this? What is beyond all of this? Okay. And just going inward with that, giving that a few slow, deep breaths. I'm going to tap that out alongside of a diaphragm to intestines, breathing here. Okay. Okay, lesson learned. No more almonds before I have to go on a call. Excuse me. Okay, loves. Just giving that another slow, deep breath. Letting that peace really settle and integrate and download fully here. Okay, love. Now, as we head into this next piece, it's tying into that feeling like a failure or feeling like not quite measuring up, that all those pieces that I mentioned earlier. And we need to do some work with that in the limbic and the emotional brain. We're going into the thalamus, which is like that grand central station that nothing can get into or out of our brain without going through this guy. So when we work with it, we're working with a particular piece that also fuels our capacity to doubt. And this piece has been dominating or bullying the others. So we actually need to reconfigure that. We're going to run all those same elements of circulation here, along with a cellular repair. Again, restoring those cells back to their fullest potential of health. Okay. And I'll just hit mute all on everybody so that way the background noises for the recording are nice and clear. No worries if that was on your hand at all. Happens all the time. I do it all the time. Right? You hear my dogs barking here too, so no worries. Okay. Now, when we're working with that all, it's also going into this feeling of, I'll actually just dive into it and then I'll talk about the feeling just a little bit more. Just for a moment now, imagine that you can connect your energy, all of you, your whole body, mind, soul, through to the earth below you. And now imagine that the earth can connect right back. We're just linking this in both directions. So that way there's an even keeled flow. It's a two-way street. Okay. And as we do this, think of it as releasing any feelings of resistance towards being supported by mom, by mother energy, by mother earth energy, by Pachamama, by Gaia, pick your favorite name for mother earth. Okay. And in doing so, as you receive this connection back from the earth, we need to repair your relationship between the moon, which can represent maternal love, in whatever form you received it or you're providing to that for yourself, perhaps in this day and age right now. And we're linking that through to the health of the spleen chi and the spleen spirit, the yi, the spirit of the intellect again. So that way the body mind can literally be nourished by the most nurturing element there is, the energy of the feminine, the energy of the feminine. Okay. We did a lot of that last week and we're doing a little bit more today from a slightly different angle. And the thing that's getting in the way with that, though, is the past memories of how it is you have received nourishing that have not worked for you at all. And there's a few there, okay, that have. Someone keeps unmuting themselves. I keep muting it back in for the background noise. Okay, so we're dealing with those elements that just have not worked well for you. And you have your back up a little bit around actually taking in nourishment now because of those experiences, those charges, so to speak. Much like sticks of dynamite ready to explode, imagine that your body is surrounded by some of those painful experiences, whether you even were verbal at that age to recognize them or you were pre-verbal or in utero. We're addressing that layer of charge, and I just see it as little sticks of dynamite, hence my vivid imagery, around the heart. So we're just going to literally unhook. We're going to send in like the bomb squad, if you will, to unhook the sticks of dynamite. And we're just releasing those things that are ready to detonate. And, you know, all those things that you're ready to like make somebody else pay for because this happened to you. And whether we know that we're doing that or not, that might be playing out on a subconscious level for some of you. Okay. And as we unhook this dynamite backpack, if you will, underneath that there is an impact on the Wei Qi here. So we're just going to restore the Wei Qi around that energy of the heart field there mostly. And it's also going up into the very base of the throat. And as that gets unhooked and we restore that Wei Qi, you are on mute right now. You might just have some energy to disperse. And if it feels right, you're welcome to make a sound. That can be low. It can be loud if you want. Or it can be even louder than that. But there may just be some energy here to move. And sometimes sound is one of the most powerful ways to do it. So if it feels right on your end, I invite you to just make a little bit of sound, a little bit of noise. All of your noises and sounds are welcome here. Okay, and as we do that... Oh, okay. It's releasing the energy of like this baby is just so loud. Like, why are they crying? Why are they so loud? And caretakers get a bit frustrated from time to time around having to deal with that. Even the very best caretaker loses their shit around that once in a while. Okay. And it's dealing with any of those imprints on you around being told that your noises, that your sounds were somehow wrong. Or somehow a pain in somebody else's behind was a thorn in their side. Or was just like downright aggravating to them. Okay, so as we unhook of that, and that's the part that's coming off of mostly that low throat area. And that's all linking now into the 10th house for its role in healthy outward self-expression, as well as being appreciated or recognized for that outward self-expression of you. Beauty. And we're going to tap that part in here, just giving that a few slow, deep breaths. And so do a little bit of extra tapping on the fronts of both shoulders. This is the area that regulates our capacity to feel like we can meet our own needs now and that we're able to respond to life. And that you can receive what it is you need as well as in here. Okay, just give that a little wiggle woggle, shake, shimmy. Slow, deep breath. Feel free to hydrate. Okay, loves. Now we're heading into the 12th house, and in astrology, that represents the house of letting go, releasing, surrendering, letting go of all, again, that's no longer serving, it's no longer required to be here. And peeling back those false layers of who it is you are not. Okay, and we need to run lymphatic circulation here just to support that release of all the stuff that doesn't need to be here. Releasing toxins, gunk, waste, anything unhelpful. And there's a bit of sadness stuck here as well in the 12th house. And it's actually around feeling like you don't have the vitality or like the substantial energy to shift or to change or to heal, to become whole again. There's this feeling of I don't, again, this theme of I don't have what it takes. We're actually linking that into earth elements as a whole, along with interestingly enough, the kidney. We need to bring in the kidney energy to support the enhancement of being able to fully receive earth satisfaction, nourishment, down to the very core of your being, which is what the kidney represents. And also tying that energy of the earth element into your willpower, the not the will to not eat another cookie, but like the will to be here, the will to live, the will to perhaps tolerate the joy and the ecstasy of life, as it said. Can't remember who said that, but it's a quote that's always stuck in my head. I'm paraphrasing greatly. And that in turn is interestingly enough, all looking into the eighth house, house of hard knocks, house of death, rebirth, but then in turn, regeneration. And it's the house that can carry stings, like it's correlated with Scorpio. So it can carry that energy like of a scorpion sting. And on the other side of that, you're meant to heal and regenerate. And we're looking at those times where you're, or the times that you're in right now, or the areas that you're in, I should say, right now, that you're wallowing around those times that you've been stung. Versus owning them, moving through them, getting the lesson that you need, if any at all, and releasing what no longer serves. And we're just running at permissions here, and the words simply are, I see you. We're arguably the most powerful treatment that there is, most powerful modality out there. Acknowledgement around being seen. I see you. I see you. I see you. Okay, and with that, it's enough to get things rolling and shifting here. And now the eighth house is ready to go into the ninth house, which is all about wisdom and getting the wisdom that you need, releasing the charges. We're gonna run diaphragm to intestines. Okay, beauty. And we actually have to tap this piece out all on its own here. And alongside of that, we're going to run another round of diaphragm to intestines while I do that all. Okay, breathing here. Okay, love. giving that another slow deep breath. Yeah. Okay. And now we're dealing with the aspect of wanting to heal, wanting to nourish, wanting to nurture, wanting to take in that more mothering, maternal role of the feminine. And as a result of that, although we could argue the masculine is equally involved in healing energy, 100%, we're just looking at the feminine part for right now, okay? And we're looking at that part that wants to do it so badly that it's attempting to like control, micromanage, potentially even like, this isn't quite the right word, but like almost dominate. It's a bit smothering or suffocating. That might be a bit closer to it. Okay? And that energy of wanting to do it and that sense of needing to like mama bear or protect in that way. Sometimes is useful to a certain degree, but anything that's too much is, well, just simply that, too much. And that in turn can zap your energy levels, and it seems to actually be draining the chi of the spleen meridian, or the vitality of the spleen meridian, and a little bit of the shen as well, or the yi, and a little bit of the jing, the essence. So it's actually draining across the board here. Okay, so we gotta plug up all the holes where that's leaking out, essentially. And as we do that, we're gonna run a cellular repair for all those three treasures, the qi, the yi, the shen of the spleen, and the jing. And as we do that, running hydration through all three of them. Okay, then at the same time, we need to run another cellular repair. And we're going down mom's side of the family lines. We're going down seven generations. And I don't know that it really correlates this way, but I in my head, I heard the words one generation for each chakra. So if that resonates for you, then use it. And if you're like, Allison, that makes no sense, then just leave that. Okay. And one for each generation. So the seven generations back that we're going here. Okay, there was a bad experience of a mom not being able to fully take care seven generations ago of what needed to be taken care of within herself, never mind her others, her little ones. And there was just intense pain around it because she knew that she was unable to do it, but she was still trying and failing, trying, failing, trying, failing, trying, failing, trying, failing. To the point where she thought that the best way she could support others is if she wasn't here. And not that she necessarily committed suicide per se, but she just wished that she wasn't here so profoundly that it's playing out this scenario of try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, I shouldn't be here. And that piece is underlying that is this connection to life itself and being nourished by life itself. So we're going to take that whole pattern that was present seven generations ago and how it's showing up for you is in that area just below the umbilicus or below the navel there. And we're working with the capacity to fully take in life without having to try. And that you just simply get to be here, that it can be effortless. Okay, that might be too much of a stretch. We're taking out 70% of the efforts. Taking out 70% of the efforts. Okay, and then we need to work with one more aspect. I'm just trying to find it within that connection seven generations ago of try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, I shouldn't be here, and that death wish. Oh, okay, it's actually tied into the kidneys. The kidneys are very much about like, let's go, activity, and then collapse, activity, collapse, when they're not well-balanced. So we need to unhook that from the kidneys as well here. Okay. And it's interesting that it's the kidneys, because the kidneys also connect to our ancestral lines. This is where all of our ancestral energy is stored. And they're just unhooking this energy or this belief system of mom or my mom's lineage drains my soul, drains my energy. It's exhausting me. And we're taking that off of the kidneys. Hey, beauty. And we're tapping here. Slow, deep breaths. That's going to need another 20, 30 seconds or so to integrate. So just give yourself another breath or two. Feel free to grab a sip of water. You know my line, everybody hydrate. Okay, and now to support that piece that we just worked with, we're connecting your entire being and awareness of all five senses, physical and subtle, to the understanding that you are here. And the capacity to simply be here may be nothing more than engaging in your world through all five senses. Maybe it doesn't have to be all the other stories that you've told yourself about what you need to do and how you need to do it. Otherwise, it'll mean that you are a success, a failure, whatever it may be. As we do that, we need to dial down that voice of the inner critic or the inner perfectionist, as I like to think of it as well. And it's stored in the amygdala complex here. And we're just going to unhook that here. So if you like, you're welcome to take a hand to one or both sides of the head. And just tuning into this energy of perfectionism or the inner critic, the inner perfectionist. And we're just peeling back the layers that, excuse me, don't need to be here. Tuning in with all five senses to see what's willing, what's ready to go. And just imagine that you can actually, much like an emotional release, tune into this and give it some sensory observations. If it had a smell or a taste, what would it smell or taste like? Does it have a sound or a noise? Maybe there's a feeling here. Maybe there's a visual. If this had an image or a color, what image or color would it be? And just notice, how much is here of all of that? Is this like a ping pong ball, a grapefruit, a volleyball, beach ball, bigger? And with every breath, just see if you can loosen up the edges of that ball, whatever size it may be. Now we're just going to peel back those layers that are ready to go here in 3, 2, invite that energy right into your hands now. 1, let's unhook that. Nice. And then we're just going to give that amygdala complex a little TLC with the permissions of I will live. And I'm going to tap that all in, breathing here. Mm. Okay. Oh, I got a wow on that one in the chat feature. All right, y'all. We need to tap out all of body talk access to that amygdala complex to support that processing there. We're going to work with cortices, which you've heard lots about. It helps the two sides of our brain work better together. That's for all three brains and nervous system. Then we're going to work with switching, which helps the cobra deal with stress, hydration, absorption of water, joy, releasing impurities. Body chemistry supports our immune system. Anytime you hear immune system, think issues around acceptance versus rejection. And then reciprocals, all 17 of them to support alignment. And I see that being very powerful to actually realign this amygdala complex to the rest of your head brain, heart brain, gut brain, nervous system complex. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap that in here. Slow, deep breaths. Okay. I'm giving that another deep breath. We're going to connect all four diaphragms into your breathing cycle. Crown of head, base of throat, regular breathing diaphragm, base of pelvis is where those four diaphragms live. Okay, and as we work with integrating them all, we're going to into that breath cycle. I would also make sure that the lymph nodes in those areas are draining any relevant bits of low self-esteem connected to the work that we've done today. Okay, beautiful. And then we're linking that all into the navel, center of connection and centeredness. Breathing here, love. Slow, deep breaths. Okay. Now we are at end of session for today. I've been watching the chat feature. I don't see any other comments, questions to answer, or queries. Thank you so much for participating with the chat feature. And know that I do see all the ones that come through, even if they're addressed privately. And I sometimes can't always get to my computer, but I promise. And I think you probably heard me speak to those things. You just may not have seen a written response in the chat feature. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for your energy. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you spending your precious time in this way. Okay. I'm gonna hit unmute, and we can all say goodbye. And the next time I see you, I'll be from a whole new location. So stay tuned. We'll see what that looks like coming soon to you.
Thank you so much. Best wishes on your new home.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're
Good luck.
welcome. Thank you. All right, everybody. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll see you next month. Bye for now. Mwah.